Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Good evening to you, Marlene.
Good evening. Thank you for having me on your show. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much for joining us. I do hope that your day has been good.
Thus far, yes. And I've got 1,000 kids waiting for us because we have in the morning, we have Floy, which is a children's set work. That they come from all over. In the evening, the children perform again, primary and high school. So we are busy with humanity.
Fantastic. Now, if you're joining us out there listening to this show, we're having Marlene Leroux, who's joining us on the line. Now, this Women's Month, we're invited to experience a powerful mix of theater, music, conversation, and activism under the theme Peace in Action, Working Together. Now, the Artscape Women's Humanity Festival 2025 brings together change makers, artists, storytellers, and communities in a vibrant program that uplifts, heals, and inspires. We're joined, of course, as I said, by Marlene, who is the CEO of Artscape Theatre and curator of AWHF, to talk about addressing the scourge of GBV in our nation. Now, Marlene, before we go into Artscape and what are you doing this particular time, are we losing the battle against GBV? Is legislation enough on its own? I mean, we've been watching on the screens and listening to the news. It doesn't seem to be ending.
That is the question. And I think while government has the legal framework in place to eradicate this pandemic, and it seems as if we are winning or losing, but it's also important that we need to identify that we live in a very patriarchal society, influenced by so many things and societal norms. I also want to mention to the listeners that a study by the Human Science Research Council looking at the reality of gender-based violence across all 9 provinces in South Africa and was handed over to the Department of Women, Youth and Persons with Disabilities on the 18th of November 2024, which reveals actually glaring stats. I want to say to you, it found that 18 years and above, 33.1% of all women in our country had experienced physical violence in their lifetime.
Goodness.
Yes, and I'm talking about, it's not just us thumb sucking this. Mm-mm. And then we're talking about really 4.3% of women with disabilities. Mm-hmm. And then overall studies also found that 9.9% of women had experienced sexual violence in their lifetime. And this is staggering stats that we are looking at. And hence, we firmly believe the arts is a healing. And it's also part of forcing us to talk to the nation and also to look at combating stereotyping and looking at how do we look at the nation to ask ourselves, where did it start? But also the productions that we put on, to talk with young people, to work in a team, to look at respect and dignity, to look at our faith community. So on the 9th of August, we have all the interfaiths together that we look at how can we, through the church and our faith communities, strengthen dignity, strengthen that we need to instill that humanity starts in our homes as well. So we use this particular platform also not as a basis of this one is wrong and that one is right, but to look at the stats that we ask ourselves, what platforms must we use in order to bring back humanity into our lives?
Yeah. Now, you spoke earlier about patriarchy, and you're saying that we live in a patriarchal society. Now, how does patriarchy, religion, and cultural practices play a role in driving GBV in our societies?
It is like it's when we did this research, because I also sit on various panels, and I'm very much active in gender equality. And with equality, I mean is what about dignity, about for all genders I'm talking about. And in a patriarchal system where we come from is that we literally take it sometimes that we own that woman's body. Mm. We own that that woman is mine. And it's so difficult. And also economically, most of the time women struggle because they don't have a job or education. That's why I believe in girl children must go to school. They must be educated in order for them to have a job, in order for them to make positive decisions about cultural practices and behavior. And in order for them to make that decision, if they're in an abusive relationship, to get out of that abusive relationship and to have the economic empowerment to actually live their lives and have by means to break the cycle. Because most of the time when we look and interviewing women in to see how we can live in the safe houses, it usually comes boils down to I stayed in this relationship because I don't have a job. I don't know where to go to.
Now, what does peace in action look like?
We've started at Artscape already last year. So we leave in 365 days. That's why when we have the youngsters as well, we let them do their dramas about what do they think it's about humanity? What do they think it's about dignity? So the dramas that they write is about that. So we start last year with a campaign with a theme, Peace in Action, already working together. And we had a campaign, hashtag Step Up for Change. And that was a pledge that we shared with our patrons. And we had over 700,000 people came through our doors to come and see productions, various productions. And we asked them to sign up or to write. And it was amazing. And it was also horrifying to see how people have written down their daughters or their sons that's been abused. Or I sometimes see just parents coming to cry to put their daughter's name on or a family member's name on that's been killed because of gender-based violence. So that we're going to hand over on the 9th of August to the Premier of the Western Cape, just as how can we, not just as government, but all society looked at, because here we have the evidence base, not just on a scientific basis, but also action by the community and the society writing down. And then we worked widely in our communities with NGOs on the ground that are working in our communities. And we then curated our festival around the NGOs, what is happening in our communities. So we have productions that speaks to the cycle of violence. We speak also to a cycle tonight. I am opening a production, which is called I Want to Call You Daddy. And it's a production, a stirring one woman theoretical experience that weaves poetry, storytelling, and song. And it's about single motherhood, how mothers struggle when men just walk out on the relationship. And we ask ourselves, that also is a problem in our society. We need fathers to be active in their homes and be role models in their homes. So here we have a production that plays to a wide audience. And it's about you sitting there, you can relate to it or you can't, or you learn something from it. We also work alongside men organizations because not all men are bad. We can only look at gender-based violence together. And we can only walk together when men and women starting to walk this path and say this pandemic needs to end. And we can only change that together.
Now, you actually have spoken a bit about the next question. You can just expound a bit about the work that Artscape does in fighting GBV.
We also have where we look at Ubuntu Rural Women and Youth Movement, where we look at really impoverished communities And we go out there. They then look, they at the moment, they have an exhibition, Ubuntu Rural Women and Youth Movement.
Mm-hmm.
And they work with the fisherfolk women of the West Coast. And the exhibition highlights the powerful journey of coastal women who, despite social economic challenges, boldly resisted the mining threats to protect their livelihood and sacred connection to the ocean.
Mm.
So what we do is that we tell the nation through visual arts what is happening if the quota system is being taken away from poor people, poor women. If they can't fish, they won't have food on the table. So it's all about, it's not just the big companies must take over our society.
Yeah, yeah.
It is about the livelihood. So we use the arts to actually tell the story, to the untold story to the wider community, to make people aware, and we use the arts as a vehicle to tell the story and not just via politicians.
Not just via politicians. I like that. So, which means that actually, perhaps all of us actually need to be involved. Now, what would you say is the role of the arts in general in changing the hearts, minds, of the communities?
Like, for instance, on the 9th of August, we have Women in Jazz. It is basically, it's empowerment. It's also about where we have the technical staff, it's all women as well, to show out there that women are equal to, you can have any position if you are empowered and giving the tools. So the concert is celebrating the powerful voices and the bold creativity and the timeless artistry of women in the jazz world. We have a big band that's going to play.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Voices in Unison on the 10th of August again, where it's all the choirs that's going to be in our communities. And that's going to be phenomenal voices from all over. That's also nation building.
Mm.
So all cultures is part of this particular choir festival. So when you sing, your soul sings with. You are singing in a team. It's male and female, that is, and you work on one piece of music. Sport is about competitiveness.
Mm-mm-mm.
Arts is about feeding the soul.
My goodness, I love that. Sports is about competitiveness, but arts is about feeding the soul. Before I let you go, but Marlene, what is it that you would want to say in parting with our listeners this afternoon?
I want to say to the listeners is that we can be the change wherever we are.
Mm.
Let us be the change in our homes. Let us look at how do we rear our children for the lives outside with dignity,
mm-hmm.
and how do we need to appreciate peace and in action, and how do we use our language, how do we speak to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what our festival is about. It's about humanity and peace in action.
Beautiful. About humanity and peace in action. Marlene, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate the time that you've made for us. Blessings to you and all the best with all the activities that are taking over that site.
Thank you very much, and God bless to all your listeners, and thank you for the support.
Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.